Okay. One of the things that I've noticed, both in myself and in other people, is that the way we breathe is an indication of how much stress and tension we're in right now. And we can come at stress and tension from a whole heap of different angles. But actually being conscious of our breath is a good physical way to approach our stress and tension. So in the last live seminar, we learned how to do the reverse breathing that Nora Enquist taught us in a clinic here. And this time, what we're going to do with the breathing is give you a way to make that breathing easy whenever you want it, so that it comes easily, so that reverse breathing can be there whenever you want it to be. So this quiet mind is an opportunity to release whatever is behind any tension in your breathing. So for those who haven't quite found that, you know, that real bellows of the lower ribs pushing in and out, this will help you find it. And for those, you know, like I found it, but I couldn't do it in a walk. I didn't have any movement. This might help you stretch it to be in movement, or stretch it to having it under the saddle, you know, when you're in the saddle, when you want it, whatever kind of circumstances. So it might, for
those having trouble with conflict
or emotional stuff, you might find that you could actually do this breathing when you felt your emotions in overwhelm or going towards overwhelm, or you had some kind of warning that you were about to go into overwhelm. I think this is a really good technique for me, actually, come to think about it. it is interesting. Right now, as I was saying that, I just spoke stuff that I didn't even know. And I'm working often, I'm being guided into saying things, and that is exactly what just happened then. So you can use this breathing in any moment of overwhelm to focus on the breathing and give yourself the opportunity to release or to understand whatever's behind what's going on for you. Wow, that's a good one. Actually, come to think of it, I did know that. So that's what we're going to do today. But here's the big key. We're going to be gentle on ourselves, and we're going to enjoy this part of the journey as well. So whatever releasing work is happening, be aware that that kind of work happens in layers, in my experience. So make yourselves comfortable in your chair. Good posture, a chair that you can be in good posture in, is probably a good thing to be in. Focusing on the out-breath. And by focusing on the out-breath, allow your posture to just flow into the right place. For those of you who are listening to this live seminar for the first time, because I know we've got some new Cameo people in, when I'm yawning, I'm letting go of energy. It's not because I'm sleepy. So paying gentle attention to the out-breath and to the feeling of the bottom part of your ribs on the out-breath. And feel how the bottom part of your ribs is kind of squeezing in a little. And then the in-breath after that is just a flaring of your ribs that happens really automatically, because there is such abundance of oxygen and beautiful breath and everything else good in the world as well. And the abundance of that breath just flows naturally with no effort at all. Notice how on the out-breath that automatic squeeze at the bottom of the ribs kind of makes you a little taller. You're not trying to be taller. It just happens automatically. I'm feeling a little distraction, so we'll just sit noticing that out breath. Gosh, you know, physician, heal thyself is one of the things that happens when we have a commitment or a life or a job that involves helping other people. The benefits to ourselves far outweigh the gifts that we bring to other people. And as I was focusing on that out-breath there, I could feel a very strong disturbance of fighting, you know, arguments, relationship fighting stuff. And I had a pretty rough childhood. I think it's one of the things that makes me so empathetic now. And I actually felt like I was releasing some of that spontaneously as I was breathing, just from the intention itself. We hadn't even got to the part where I was getting into look into your bodies and release whatever was behind it, and it was already happening. So I have a feeling that someone who's listening to the call is spontaneously releasing stuff as well, which is absolutely gorgeous. For the rest of us who are not being that spontaneous, focusing gently on the out-breath and noticing that little pause that happens at the end of the out-breath, where for a moment you don't even need to breathe. The reason for that little pause is that breathing like this into the lower part of the ribs gives you the perfect amount of oxygen for this moment. So if you don't actually need any more oxygen in this moment because you're feeling so relaxed and you don't need any extra oxygen for healing in this moment, then that little pause is just going to be more pronounced and be stronger and longer. If we need extra oxygen for healing, then that pause won't be there, or it'll be smaller. If we need extra oxygen for muscle operation, like when I'm walking, that little pause may be smaller, or even not there. Thank you, everyone. A little insight for my, that's going to work for my marathon. So, for those who aren't spontaneously releasing stuff, just allow your attention to wander over your body while you're still very gently in the background, aware of your out-breath. Just allow your attention to wander over your body and find and notice any places that are a bit tight or tense or painful. Notice any energy blockages. Notice any feelings. And just keep that other part of your brain, the background part of your brain, just gently aware of your out-breath at the same time. and allow yourself to understand whatever is behind that feeling in your body. Your intention is to understand it. You're not trying to fix anything, because this message is absolutely perfect. Whatever's going on in your body is your mind, body and spirit actually looking after you. And there is perfection in that communication. I'm finding myself stretching. I had a pain in my shoulder, a discomfort in my shoulder that was a little weird. I didn't think it was mine. I can feel shivery energy running through a stuck spot on the right-hand side of my neck. Again, I don't think it's mine. Although, it does have some relevance to me as well. I've had a trickle of energy running down my collar, from round my neck, down into my collarbone, and into that place where we integrate, where we can easily integrate the eighth chakra. So, another thing that you can do to help connect your inner wisdom with the divine guidance and integrate that with your breath is with either a thumb or with two fingers to keep neutral on the acupuncture point. Let your thumb and your two fingers travel along your collarbone to the center, to the space between the collarbones, and there's kind of a soft spot there. Keep that background attention on your out-breath as you search for and find that spot between your collarbones. Below your sternum, one or two fingers, two or three fingers, depending on the size of your fingers. It's just below the top edge of your sternum and right between those bones of your collarbones. And while you're there, just in the background, keep your awareness of your out-breath and the way that your ribs are pushing inwards to get that last little bit of breath out. Now, for those who are not familiar with this point that we're working on, this is our opportunity. This point opens up the integration between our inner wisdom and our outer guidance, divine guidance, if you will. It enables us to integrate what we want with the big picture that is more than just us. There's a way to have what we want and yet to be completely unselfish and have what we want to be part of that big picture of everybody else around us as well. This so fits with our horse stuff. And for the people who don't have a horse that I know are going to end up listening to this, it's just as big with people too. For those who understand chakra work what you're doing with this point is opening up your eighth chakra. And that happens when you're ready. And all the time, just gentle attention on your out-breath in the background. Wow, you're getting a lot more than just breathing this morning. So in terms of what we were talking about earlier about conflict and about the ways in which we as adults have more subtle ways than children's tantrums to get what we want, this point that we're working on opens us up to the third way. We don't just have two options. We don't have pushing and trying too hard on the one hand and having to give up on the other. We don't just have conflict on the one hand and having to walk away and give up a little part of ourselves on the other. We don't just have ways of pushing people around to get what we want. And you can hear the soft tone in my voice as I say that. And giving up what we want on the other hand. There is a third way for everything. There's a third option for all of this stuff. And that's being open to divine guidance. The third way, the third option. And in the background, your awareness is gently on your out-breath. Notice that pushing in of your ribs. And the flaring out of your lower ribs as you breathe in. I'm smiling a little to myself. I'm not sure if you can hear the faint chuckling in my breathing. I, when I'm letting off energy as I'm working, I yawn. So as I feel my connection to you all when I'm working, I'm yawning, letting off the energy in that connection, allowing the energy to run through me smoothly instead of it actually getting stuck in me. And I have a very dear friend who burps off that energy. It can be quite disconcerting for people who don't know her, because as she's working, she'll just suddenly start burping. And I had visions also there that farting would be another way of letting off that energy. You could let it off in shivers. Your body could shiver. There's all kinds of different ways. Some of them quite unique in the ways that you allow the energy of connection to move through you instead of being stuck in it. And I have a feeling that that's actually quite an important thing that I've just said then for at least somebody on this call this morning. And let the background awareness of the out-breath continue through this really bubbly feeling of feeling good. So also notice everything about how good you feel, how good it feels to have energy moving through your body instead of stuck. If you're feeling good but still have a physical discomfort in your body, then notice the feeling good. And in the background to that feeling good, be gently aware of that out-breath and the flex of the ribs in and out in those lower ribs, feeling the effect of those on your back, feeling the effect of that on your whole body. And know that you can find, you are going to be able to find with this breath, you're going to be able to find the third way. You're going to be able to find that integration between your inner wisdom and divine guidance. That is the third way. I've got tears pouring down my face that are not mine. My eyes are leaking. So come to this lesson, and I'm going to separate it out from the seminar so that we can access it by itself. So come to this as often as you feel you need to. Until this breathing is happening for you through all kinds of different circumstances that you're looking for. Whether it's when you have some kind of conflict going on, or whether you have it, some kind of upset going on, or whether you have some kind of problem of any description. I'm going to use this space in my journey to my 22 kilometres. I'm going to use my two fingers on that point whenever I need to deepen the experience of that integration between my inner wisdom and divine guidance. And I've just taken my fingers back there again to just integrate this with my breathing even a little better. To just notice how good it feels. To be able to use this breathing to be able to balance what I want with that unselfish picture, with my desire to be unselfish and have the big picture as well. For those who are new to listening to me, I have this thing when there are moments of satori, of opening, of expanding of my energy, where I laugh and cry at the same time. I'm in one of those moments now. I've got my two fingers on that point between my two collarbones. And a strong awareness of the flexing of my lower ribs and my out-breath. And feeling everything about how my body feels in this space, and anchoring this new way of being. More smiles and tears at the same time. Goodness me, we went in a slightly different direction this morning than I expected to. As you open your eyes, if you've had them closed, open them. And as you open your eyes, feel the breath. Tension on the out-breath, and just notice how your body feels in this wide awake and stretching kind of place. Man, I am feeling good. I hope everybody else is feeling as good as I am. Goodness me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who's contributed to this. Oh, lots of love to you all, and see you next time.
Good night.
Good night, sunshine.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.